98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said it took longer than expected for Israel to agree to a daily four-hour pause of strikes on northern Gaza to allow civilians to get out. At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby explains why the U.S. does not support a full ceasefire.
A ceasefire, general ceasefire, means everybody lays their arms down and you sort of talk about the end of this conflict. To do that right now would be a benefit to Hamas. It would give them time to resource plan and execute additional attacks. It would also legitimize what they did on October 7th.
Major announcement came from Capitol Hill, where Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he will not run for re-election next year. Gives Republicans a strong opportunity to win back the seat Manchin's held since 2010. 75-year-old also did not close the door on a third-party presidential run. And authorities are investigating suspicious letters containing fentanyl or a powdery substance that were sent to elections officials in five states. This is ABC News. Trial began Thursday of the man accused of breaking into the home of Nancy Pelosi and attacking her husband. Prosecutors held up the hammer allegedly used in the attack. David DePapp's attorney says she will not dispute that he attacked Paul Pelosi, but will say he was caught up in conspiracy theories. Paul Pelosi is expected to testify next week. The airline industry is sounding the alarm over a shortage of employees. Safety experts spoke to a Senate subcommittee Thursday, says ABC's M. Wynn.
The nation's top accident investigator says the series of close calls on runways across the U.S. this year is showing clear signs of strain that cannot be ignored. The chair of the National Safety Transportation Board, Jennifer Homendy, testified before a Senate committee about the shortage of air traffic controllers that's leading, she says, to fatigue and distractions. Homendy also warned that irregular work schedules among pilots is causing issues as well. I'm M. Nguyen, ABC News.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows dip down to about 27. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows around 23. Upper 30s Saturday, turning much warmer on Sunday with highs in the mid-40s. Once again, a low of 27 overnight, a high of 36 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow overnight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 33.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly.